Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter that comes every week by email, and this week's article is all about intellectual property. It's the journey of intellectual property from memories to megabytes, so check that out. If you subscribe this week, you still have a chance to get that article. Rick Pinion is our guest. He's an old friend, an original member of our Brain Trust. He's our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust. He's the president, the founder of Pinion Financial Services. He's our good friend. Rick, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick is he operates in the world of securities, investment securities. And that means that he has to do a little soliloquy here. Rick, you're on.
Well, thank you, Jim. First of all, I want your listeners to remember that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through SunAmerica Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and SunAmerica Securities are not affiliated. Thank you.
All right. And that's what you call full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know what that was all about. Rick, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is we're going to continue our series, but we're going to get into some other areas of retirement for small business. This is all part of the financial planning series that you and I've been doing. What do we know about small business owners and their attitude about retirement?
Well, as far as their attitude, Jim, as you know, small business owners like ourselves, we're independent. We have to fend for ourselves.
We work without a net, don't we?
Pardon me?
We work without a net, don't we?
Yes, that's right. We're on the high rope. And so as a result of that, we have to fend for ourselves. We take advantage of certain retirement programs, and we try to do it from a tax, you know, advantage situation. But still, in spite of all that, we're just not saving enough.
What are you finding out? Why are we... Wait a minute. Let's start out with what we have. We're not having enough. We're not saving enough money for our retirement. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. In other words, we know we should save more, and because we don't, because we're self-employed, because we're small business owners, we're not hooked into a large corporation that gives us benefits. Like for example, IBM is one of the sponsors of your show. So if a person works for IBM, and I do a lot of work, by the way, with IBM retirees. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you they have a whole host of different benefits, everything from, you know, 401ks, some have special stock options. Mm-hmm. So those people are okay when it comes to retirement. But for those of us that are small that have a limited number of employees, we have to figure out each year which is the best retirement plan. And when I talk to small business owners and I tell them that they're going to need $1 million or $2 million when they retire, sometimes they look at me like I'm from outer space. Mm-hmm. And yet, statistically, we may live more years in retirement than we do working. That's kind of a scary thought because it's a long-term investment.
People used to worry that they would, whether they would live to enjoy their retirement. Now they're saying, I may outlive my money.
That's right. That's the biggest fear that seniors have is outliving their income. And if we were doing this show back in the 1800s, this would not be a topic for
discussion.
Well,
in the 1800s, you and I probably wouldn't even be alive. You and I are already over the average. That age, Rick, if we're going to be honest about this. But the thing that I think happens, Rick, is it's not that small business owners don't save. I mean, although I think that's one of the things that happens, that's how it manifests. But mostly I think it's a matter of putting whatever money we have back into our business.
Right.
That's what happens.
Because we know that for every dollar we put back into our business, we've got a pretty good idea of what the return's going to be.
Right.
I think you would agree.
But the thing that happens is that unfortunately, the aftermarket reality, the value of our business, you know, once when we're ready to retire, is what is a little bit shaky sometimes. And whereas if we put real dollars away into an annuity, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, or maybe some solid stocks that have been around for a long time or whatever, there certainly are aftermarket opportunities where other people will buy those from us, whereas our business, our small business, may not be like that. Even though it's hard for us to believe, we don't want to admit that. But that's what happens sometimes. And we're going to talk about some more of this right after these messages with our good friend Rick Pinion. Stay with us. It's 22. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Jim House is going to join us. He's the author of the book, Seize the American Dream, and that's what we're going to talk about, how to seize the American dream. And then in the second half hour of the next hour, we're going to be visiting with a new friend. His name is Tom Sclafani. He's with American Express, and he does a biannual survey a semi-annual survey. And semi-annual survey of small business owners and what they've got going on and what their attitude is about the marketplace. And we're going to get him to talk to us about that, the fall survey that he's recently conducted. And that's coming up in the next hour. Rick Pinion is our guest. We're talking about retirement especially for small business owners. And, Rick, I understand how small business owners can get into this idea that their business needs money. They see an opportunity. They say, okay, let's say I've got some money here, and I can either invest it in the stock market and let a company use that money to buy their inventory, or I can invest it in my company because I need some inventory. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Yep. That's what's happened. In fact, many times when I talk to a small business owner and I talk to them about retirement, they'll say, you know, Rick, my business is my retirement plan. This is what I've worked all my life for. It will have value. And when I eventually retire, which a lot of people don't want to use the word, what they do is they figure out some sort of exit strategy and use the equity that's in their business or their house to fund their retirement.
And, Rick, in many ways, now not the house situation necessarily, I'm not going to get into that right now, but in the business, from the business standpoint, in many ways that plan is a good plan. But here's what the problem is, unfortunately, the business is... If they don't get the business to be not so much about them, if the business is heavily weighted on them, when they retire, who's going to buy the business if they're not going to be there,
right?
Or if they buy it, what's it going to be worth? And another thing, a lot of small business owners get this idea about what their business is worth, and there's no real basis for that belief.
Yeah.
And, you know, they think, well, I'll sell it for $1 million or $2 million. I mean, I've met these people. You have, too. And the truth is, you know, maybe the business is worth $75,000.
Yeah. Well, you know, the same thing happens on the other side of the coin, Jim. I do a lot of work with people that work for Bill Gates' company. I won't mention the name.
Uh-huh. That company,
But they come into me with their stock options, and lately their stock options have been underwater, and they were going to retire on that because they believed in the company.
Yep.
So diversification is so important here. The business is true; it's a great asset, but we should have other assets as well, just to kind of give you a little bit of lifesavers there in case something should happen.
Well, the other thing is, let's say that you're 50 years old and you want to you're going to retire at 70 because you know you want to work 20 more years because you like working. Well, the thing is who knows whether what you have to sell today is even going to be anything anybody will want 20 years from now.
Right.
I mean,
you put your finger on, Jim, that we're talking about increasing a person's risk.
Mm-hmm. So I think the key is to find some way to diversify. Yes, absolutely, invest in your company. Absolutely. You know, Rick, I'm not going to deny that I talk about, you know, retaining earnings as a very smart way to do business and to keep that money in your business to own more of your own inventory and leverage it less and et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is we need to diversify. We really need to kind of balance all this out, don't we?
Yeah, and plus the government helps us too because they give us tremendous tax breaks on some of these retirement plans.
Yep, and we may be getting some new ones. I've been hearing some about that, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. What is the best way? What do you think is the best way for small business owners to do this?
Well, I think the best way, Jim, is if we take advantage of the tax laws and we look at some of the different, we call them qualified plans out there.
Right.
There's a whole host of them, and some are in the form of mutual funds, some are in the form of annuities, some are in the form of real estate holdings. But the key is to have something set aside that builds tax deferred, so you don't pay any taxes on the growth. And when you take the money out, it can guarantee you a lifetime income, so you can annuitize the money that's in the retirement plan. And if you're married at the time and you have a spouse, you can also provide for the spouse as well. And then what I do as a certified financial planner professional is I take a look at all these income sources, whether it's old age and retirement benefits from Social Security, whether it's retirement plans, whether it's personal savings. And then I create an income stream based on all these. And then I take a look at a person's expenses and project those into the future with a hypothetical rate of inflation and see if everything works out okay.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what define annuity for us. Tell us, for those of us who don't know what an annuity is, tell us what that is.
Yeah, an annuity is, what's funny, we use words like vehicle or instrument. It's a financial instrument or vehicle in which there's two parts. One is the accumulation phase where the person puts either a lump sum or periodic payments and it builds up tax deferred. And then on the other side, we have the payout stage where a person can take either a lump sum or they can take a monthly income, you know, systematically, or they can annuitize it over their lifetime. In fact, it kind of reminds me of an M&M, you know, the candy with a thin candy shell. The thin candy shell is the life insurance that goes around the annuity. That's what gives it its tax deferral. And then, of course, it also guarantees a lifetime income because the people that issue the annuities to the insurance companies have actuarial tables.
Mm-hmm.
So they know approximately, not specifically, but they know approximately how long people are going to live.
So when you have a lump sum of money, you can either take it out all at once or decide on yourself to take it out $1,000 a month, you know, based on whatever you want to get out of it, or you can buy an annuity or convert it into an annuity where you know how much you're going to get for life, right?
In fact, some of the newer annuities even offer guarantees. They guarantee minimum income benefits.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things going on.
There's a couple of, and we'll come back. We're going to get Rick to tell us about the different kinds of annuities right after these messages. Intel, stay with us. We're back at 7:00. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Rick Pinion. Opinion Financial Services in beautiful downtown Bethesda, Maryland, which is hard by to our nation's capital. Rick, give us your website, please.
Okay. The website, Jim, is www.pinionfinancial.com.
Pinionfinancial.com. You got a lot of calculators there on your website, too. People can go to, and for free, you let them check out their retirement, some of their retirement numbers, and like Social Security, that sort of thing.
Yeah, in fact, I was on there last night working on a couple cases where I was figuring out somebody's required minimum distribution because they were over 70 and a half.
Right.
And you can feel free to use my calculators on my website to help you figure that out, and you can download it as well.
PinionFinancial.com. And Rick also, folks, has an outstanding Sunday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern Time radio show on financial planning. And give us the call letters of the radio station there in the D.C. area.
Sure, you should be able to get it on the Internet. It's 570 a.m., and the call letters are WTNT, just like TNT with a W in front of it. And you can hook me up on the Internet and listen to me live.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance. Rick, what are you were talking about annuities. There are at least two types of annuities, aren't there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's two types of annuities. One is called an immediate annuity, where the money, you put a lump sum and you get paid out right away. And those are becoming more and more popular now as people retire and they've got like a CD or something coming due.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you also have the deferred annuity, which we mentioned a little bit earlier, where the money builds up slowly over time. And then on the flip side of that, we have both what we call fixed annuities, which we kind of grew up with. That's where the insurance company guarantees a certain rate of return. And then we have variable annuities. And of course, variable annuities is kind of a do-it-yourself. You pick out different, we call them sub-accounts. They're investment products that are similar to mutual funds. And you can bake the cake, so to speak. We call it the recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your money in stocks or bonds or money market funds or a whole host of different investments inside the variable annuity. So one is guaranteed and fixed, and the other is more variable, where the word comes from variable annuity and can go up and down with the market forces.
Folks, what I'd like to encourage you to do is take your business information. If you're a small business owner, take your business information, your hopes and your dreams, your plans, your requirements, the things that you need for your business. Take that information and go, and then think about what you want to accomplish. Where do you want to be at 65 or 70 or 75 or whatever, whenever you're ready to retire? Take all that information to a financial planner like Rick Pinion, and there are thousands of them across the country, right, Rick? And
yeah, I think there's approximately 50,000 certified financial planners.
Yeah, there's one near you, and go to them and let them help you balance this out. Okay, yes, I agree with you. Your business is a great business. It's a wonderful business. It's going to be worth $10 million in 20 years. Sure, no problem. But in case it isn't, here's a sort of a net. Let's put that net under them a little bit. What do you think, Rick?
I think that's a great idea. Also, go to someone who's a holistic planner that'll look at your entire situation. Do what we call a financial checkup, just like when you go to a doctor for a physical.
Right.
You don't go because you're sick. You just want to make sure everything's coming along okay.
Don't we need to find a planner who has background and some experience with working with small business owners, not just somebody who works just with employees?
It's just like a doctor. In other words, you want to interview that person and find out what markets they work in, what's their background. You want to get references, what's their average size account, how many clients they have. You've got to pinpoint the one that's going to specialize in your needs. And look for one that's used to dealing with small business owners,
mm-hmm.
because not everybody specializes in that area.
Yeah, I don't want to. You know, I don't want a financial planner to be browbeating me if I need to put money into my business, and he's telling me, you know, I need to be putting them into mutual funds. You know, let's work out a plan, and then stick to the plan.
Right, and it's very important to distinguish what a financial planner does versus a traditional stockbroker or insurance agent, because the roles that we play are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
A planner looks at your goals and looks at your objectives and tries to weave a plan, like a fabric, like making a rug, to make sure you get from point A to point B, based on your limited resources and perhaps unlimited desires.
Mm-hmm. Just remember this, folks, as much as you love your business, as wonderful as it is, it may not be worth as much as you think, and so you need to build a little bit of net under yourself there. Use a little bit of judgment and try to diversify just a little bit. Rick Pinion, well done today. Thank you very, very much for this information, and we'll see you next time.
And listen Sunday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Sunday morning. Don't forget. Give us those call letters again, Rick.
570 AM, WTNT, Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.